Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter, and welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home, we're dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. What is original Christianity, and what are the practices that were encompassed there? Did it include Christmas, Easter, Halloween, Groundhog's Day, all of those things? Well, right now, this is part number two on the truth unveiling Christmas. Is it of God? Is it of Christ? Is it something we should do? Yet the whole world does it, doesn't it, huh? Amazing, isn't it? You know, the way to find life, Jesus said, is not the broad and easy way that everybody's doing. He says it's narrow and it's difficult. And how many people believe that Christmas is in the Bible? Well, if you believe in the birth of Christ, yes, the Bible talks about the birth of Christ, the prophecy of it, and the actual event, as we find in Luke chapters 1 and 2. But everybody universally believes that Christmas is part of the Bible. And yet, in fact, as we'll see here a little later, it wasn't till over 300 years later that it began to creep in to the so-called Christian churches. Because remember, as we have read before and many times, Jesus said, "Many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many." And how we've seen that it is Satan the devil, who's the prince of the power of the air, who is deceiving the whole world. And what better way than to deceive them in such a way that they love the lies, they love the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, everything that Christmas is established upon. Let's see what Jesus was saying to some of those who believed in him, but they didn't believe him. There's a difference. Because if you believe Jesus, you will do what he says. If you believe that he was the Christ, and you don't do what he says, your belief is worthless. And have you ever asked the question, do you believe in the real Jesus? Or do you follow a counterfeit, false Jesus? Let's put ourselves to the test this time. Come back to John, the 8th chapter. And put yourself right in the context of what is being said here. And ask yourself the question, do I believe Jesus? Ask yourself the question, if you think you are a Christian, are you really? And then we will ask the question, which ties into some of the segments previously, is it possible to worship the God of truth with lies? Now just think on that. Let that sink in, as Jesus told his disciples, deep into your ears. In other words, let it make an impression in your mind. All right, let's go on. Verse 29. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, because I always do the things that please him. Is that what you try and do? What is pleasing to the Father? Can we do those things? Well, in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, it says, yes, that we have our prayers answered because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Jesus did. Do you? The apostles did. Do your ministers? How do you live your life? Do you think you're a good, honest, sincere person? Really? Do you believe that Christmas is a good and wonderful thing to do? And you still say you're a Christian? Really? All right, let's go on. Verse 30. As he spoke these things, many believed in him. Oh, yes, everyone wants salvation. Everyone wants Christ. But do you have the true Christ or a counterfeit Christ? If the Satan is deceiving the whole world, which he is, and if he's the prince of the power of the air, which he is, what are his devices by how he deceives? And how locked into those things do people become? Let's continue on. Verse 31. Therefore, Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, or to anyone who professes him. Notice, if. If means it's conditional. So let's put ourselves to the test. If you continue in my word, and that came from the Father, he said up here a little earlier. And word means the whole message of Christ. Do you believe him? Do you obey him? Do you worship the Father? Do you keep the commandments in the Spirit with all your heart? Do you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being? Do you love your neighbor as yourself? If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. Now, let's take the opposite of that. If you don't continue in his word, you're not his disciple, regardless of what you profess. Now, notice, here's a transformation that takes place. If you continue in my words, you are truly my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Do you know the truth? Do you practice the truth? Do you believe the truth? Do you love the truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God says his word is the truth. John wrote, no lie comes of the truth. But we will see how clever some people are in manipulating things that they leave out so much of the Bible that they present lies with it and justify it. See? One of the big lies is, let's put Christ back in Christmas. Never was there. As a matter of fact, we'll see in a little bit, Christmas is condemned in no uncertain absolute terms. So what I'm going to do is start advertising this booklet, Christmas, the Greatest Story Never Told. This is an eye-opener. It's available for you to download, and it unveils and lays bare the truth concerning Christmas. See, if you know the truth, and you do the truth, continue in the words of Christ, then you're a Christian. You also have to have one other thing that it talks about in Romans, the 8th chapter. You have to have the Spirit of God. See, because if you don't have the Spirit of God, which comes through repentance and baptism and laying on of hands and keeping the commandments of God in the Spirit, you're not a Christian. There are many varieties of Christians out there, many varieties of Christ out there, and they're all knockoffs, fakes, not genuine. Are you a knockoff Christian? Well, you have to answer that. I can't answer that. All right, let's go on. Then he retorted and said, well, we're Abraham's seed. We are the chosen people. How do you say that we shall be set free? Now, there they were, claiming not to be in bondage. And the Romans were controlling everything that they did. Very few people realize this, that here's the temple area. And as you look west from the Mount of Olives, where the temple was, then you see that there was a pavement going up to Fort Antonio, where a legion of Roman soldiers were garrisoned. That's where the Mosque of Omar is. And they had a causeway so they could quickly come down into the temple area because that's where all the riots started. And there were Roman soldiers up on the causeway guarding the temple area and watching every movement of the Jews. So how could they say, we're not in bondage to anyone? But Jesus was talking about a spiritual bondage. Are you in spiritual bondage? If you believe lies, are you not in spiritual bondage? Especially if you think they are true. Especially if you have come to the point that you have true lies and believe lies to be truth and lying truth that you reject the truth of God and call it a lie. So Jesus said, verse 34, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a servant of sin." What do you practice? What is sin? Sin is a transgression of the law. Sin is lawlessness, and lawlessness comes in several forms. Number one, you're an anarchist, and you don't obey any laws. Number two, you believe in adding to the scriptures your own ways and your own thoughts, claiming them to be true. That is lawlessness, because as we're going to see a little bit later on, the way that you really understand and get away from those kind of things is that you look at the scriptures and which are true and reject every lie. And with the Spirit of truth to lead you, you will be led into all truth. See, this thing on Christmas is a big, big thing, just like it was here with them. Remember, these were supposed to be disciples of Christ. But he knew their hearts and he knew their thoughts. They were supposed to believe in him. But he said, the only way you can believe in me is if you practice the truth and do the things that are pleasing in God's sight, like Jesus did. Verse 40, "But now you seek to kill me, a man who has spoken the truth to you, which I have heard from God. Abraham did not do this." So it's not a matter of what your bloodline is, it's what your true heart is toward God. So though they were disciples, they sought to kill him. A lot of people do that today. They crucify Christ over and over and over and over and over again, thinking they're doing the will of God. And it's called the sacrifice of the Mass. Does that shock you? If it does, you better ask the question, how deceived am I really? Now notice what he says. If you believe lies and if you practice lies and you don't practice the truth and you don't do the things that are pleasing in God's eyes, whose disciple are you? Though you profess to be Christian, which Christ do you believe in? Notice what Jesus said. "You are doing the works of your father." And they answered back, mocking and saying, "We have not been born of fornication. We have one Father, and that is God." A lot of people claim that. A lot of people will stand up and say, anyone who denounces Christmas has got to be a non-Christian, a hateful deceiver. Really? Isn't that what they said of Jesus? Let's see what Jesus said. "Therefore Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me." Do you love Jesus, really, truly, in the way that God has said? "Continuing now, because I proceeded forth and came from God. For I have not come of myself, but he sent me. Why don't you understand my speech? Because you cannot bear to hear my words." What makes a person so stubborn and self-willed that they can't bear to hear the words of Christ? Now, there will be some people now. Please don't destroy your computer screen or your television screen because what I'm saying here. See? I'm way removed from it. You're not going to hurt me. You may vent your anger, but is that going to bring you to the truth? You have to stop and ask the question. If I'm not doing the truth, who am I serving? Now, you may not think it's going to be what I'm going to read to you next. Because every way of a man is right in his own eyes, and he's justified in what he does. And there's a way that seems right to a man, the ends thereof are the ways of death. And the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? How many lies have you told yourself today? How many lies have you told others today? If you tell lies, who are you serving? God or Satan, who is the father of lies and deceiving the whole world? What then motivates all the things behind Christmas? Lies, lies, lies. Is that what you want? And if you do, though maybe you feel really good, Satan wants you to feel really good about sinning. He wants you to be happy in sin. He wants you to sing all those wonderful hymns and fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Yes, Hark the herald angels sing, stealing from the Bible. Silent night, holy night. Oh, yes. Here comes Santa Claus. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Yes, Santa Claus lives at the North Pole and we lie to our children. Yes, and he has a sleigh that flies through the sky. Reindeers that pull him. And yet, reindeers can't fly. Oh, yes, and he comes down the chimney. You know, when kids get a little older, they look at that big fat man that was down there at the department store and had to sit on his lap and endure his bad breath. Sonny, what would you like me to bring to you? Or, little darling, what kind of doll would you like me to bring to you? And your parents are standing out there smiling. What a wonderful thing! And all of these naive little children being taken advantage of and lied to, sitting there in the lap of a man who pretends to be the great giver to children. Yes, indeed. Who are you serving? Are not all of those things lies? Can you serve the God of truth with lies? Can you serve and honor Jesus Christ with lies? Let's read what Jesus said. John 8, verse 44. You are of your father, the devil. Oh, don't you dare accuse me of being of Satan, the devil. Well, prove that you're from God. Prove that you believe the truth. Prove your own self. You have to prove it to God, not to me. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you desire to practice. Who invented Christmas? God didn't. Jesus didn't. We're going to see in just a little bit. It is strictly and absolutely forbidden in the Bible. Yes, the Bible does talk about Christmas, but not in the way that most people think or most people will like. Continuing, verse 44, he was a murderer from the beginning and has not stood in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he's speaking from his own self, for he is a liar and the father of it. Who is your spiritual father? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm sure that Bill Riley and Glenn Beck, they won't like what I'm saying because they stand for having the Christmas scene in the city square. Oh, yes, we got to have that. Really. And if you're against that, you're hateful, you're mean, you're cruel. Never stopping to think, well, we lie to our children. Are we hateful and mean and cruel? You know what I said to my mother when after I had confirmed through her to tell all of my friends when I was 6 years old that, yes, there is a Santa Claus. And all the kids I were playing with mocked me and said, no, there's no Santa Claus. But my mommy reassured me, you see. And one day I was playing in the house, and I opened up the closet door, and I was crawling around, and what did I find? Presents. So I ran out to my mother and I said, Mommy, what are these in the closet? Aren't these supposed to come from Santa Claus? Isn't this supposed to be what he's going to bring me on Christmas? And I said, isn't that a lie? You just told me there was a Santa Claus, now I find out there isn't. And she said, well, it's a white lie. We lie to do good. That's what she really said. Has any lie ever done any good? Another boy said to his father when he told him, well, there's no Santa Claus and Christmas is not of God, he started crying. Not because there wouldn't be any Christmas any longer, but he turned his head away with tears in his eyes. Then his father said, what's wrong, son? And he said, Dad, why did you lie to me? So we teach our children to lie, and we disgrace ourselves in their eyes, and we actually betray their trust in us as parents and set up the first trigger of eventual rebellion down the road. Ever think of it that way? Does that come from God? Now, verse 45, Jesus said, "And because I speak the truth, you do not believe me." Is that what it is with you? Because I'm speaking the truth, you don't believe me, you hate me, because Christmas is so much fun and we do so much good at Christmas time? People are so disillusioned. The Christian churches are falling apart. It's almost like a cliff just falling down. You know, like that ad for Capital One commercial card out there at the Grand Canyon. And here's the barbarian there, and one is holding a donkey up on his shoulders, and the other one shouts and yells, and all of a sudden there's a landslide in the back. And they all start running away. Well, a lot of people think, hey, this is what you're doing to Christmas. No way. Saying, because I speak the truth to you, are you mad at me? You know? Is Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, who says, Glenn Beck says, truth is like a burning sword, and it burns everything in its path. What is he going to do? Because last year he wrote a book about Christmas. Goody, goody little stories. And yet he says we ought to get on our knees every day and pray to God. And yet he says that God is the only one who can save this nation. And yet he says, I want the truth. Really? All the truth? Do you want the truth? All the truth? Nothing but the truth? Do you really want to believe what God says? Or do you want to accept only that with which you agree? Well, God makes it clear. There's no halfway Christians. There's no halfway obedience to God. Jesus said, man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that's what church at home is all about. See, because you have to learn these things at home. You're not going to learn them in any Sunday-keeping church that you would go to. You're not going to learn them in any cathedral where they hold the Mass, and the priest does the sacrifice of the Mass, and they have idols and candles and pictures all around. That's not of God, see. So this is why church at home. We can speak the truth. And we will speak the truth. And teach the truth. And is that what you want? Well, once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org, and also download from our website, Who and What is a True Christian, so that you can examine by the Word of God, am I really a true Christian or not? And download the book, Christmas, The Greatest Story Never Told. And you will be surprised at that eye-opening book. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Colder saying, so long, everyone.